Spotlight on Voting Rights. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden is set to speak in Selma, Alabama to mark Tuesday's anniversary of Bloody Sunday and to push for voting rights, which is what led to the 1965 march. Fox's David Spott is there.
A lot of positive energy around Selma today. Solemn energy, but positive energy marking the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday when people crossed this very bridge behind me, named for Alabama Senator Edmund Pettus, a brutal racist of the late 1800s, someone who was a grand dragon of the KKK. Over the years, there have been many movements to rename the bridge. President Barack Obama, on the 50th anniversary in 2015, crossed this bridge, as have other civil rights leaders.
Marchers on that day, nearly 60 years ago, were attacked and beaten by racist white police officers. Another Norfolk Southern freight derailment in Ohio, and Senator Sherrod Brown from that state wants answers. Fox's Grinnell Scott reports.
On ABC's This Week, the senator said this makes four rail mishaps in 5 months in Ohio, and the East Palestine derailment highlights the danger.
These trains carrying hazardous material will come into Ohio, and they don't have to notify the state that they're here. They don't have to notify local fire departments.
Senator Brown says he sponsored a bill that would require such advanced notice, increase the number of engineers on those trains, and make fines for violations more severe.
Norfolk Southern says yesterday's derailment did not involve toxic chemicals. Yet another cold storm moved through California, dumping snow in the Sierra Nevada and rain in valleys. The storm forcing the closure of mountain roads in Northern California. Interstate 80 and several other routes were shut down in the Lake Tahoe area. The State Patrol said driving conditions were treacherous amid blizzard conditions. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump delivered the keynote address at CPAC yesterday. The former president, who is seeking a return to the White House in 2024, thanked his supporters for standing tall against what he calls a socialist democratic agenda.
For 7 years, you and I have been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the people who hate it and want to absolutely destroy it. The sinister forces trying to kill America have done everything they can to stop me, to silence you, and to turn this nation into a socialist dumping ground for criminals.
The former president won the CPAC presidential candidate straw poll, earning 62% support from attendees. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second with 20% of the vote. The New Mexico House has endorsed a plan to ask voters to end the state's status as the only one without a salary legislature. The Albuquerque Journal reports the plan won approval yesterday, largely along party lines, with Democrats in favor. It's the third race of the NASCAR Cup season, about to get underway today in Las Vegas.
The NASCAR Cup Series heads to Sin City for the Pennzoil 400 at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Coverage starts at 3:30 Eastern Time on Fox. Last year, Alex Bowman and Joey Logano won the two series races on this track, with Logano's win last fall helping to propel him to his second Cup title. In fact, nobody has performed better on the Speedway's mile-and-a-half track than Logano in recent years, with the number 22 driver having picked up three victories there, since 2019. Another driver to watch, Las Vegas native Kyle Busch. He's only won once on his hometown track, but he's coming off an impressive win last week at Fontana and ran very well at the Daytona 500 the week before in his first two events for his new team, Richard Childress Racing. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.